Charlie Groth has been a musician all his life, and we're glad he's choosing to spend part of it here with us. Last summer, he spent touring with Charlie Louvin, which would have been a pretty interesting experience, I think.
Pretty cool.
He's played on stage, shared the stage with many luminaries like Doc Watson, Merle Travis, Bill Monroe, Jim and Jesse, and Will McLean, Chubby Wise, and Gamble Rogers, well-known Florida troubadours. And this is his 20th year playing at the Florida Folk Festival.
Yay!
He's in sync with their anniversary.
Feel like it's a birthday.
So please welcome Charlie Groth and friends.
Take a moment here to get everything hooked up so that you can hear us. It's no use coming all the way from Clearwater and there not being any of ours. We'll wait till the sound man tells us he's ready, because without the sound man, we're toast. Sometimes it seems ironic that we have all this equipment to play acoustic music, but believe me, without it, we don't get to hear it.
Well, you got such an interesting variety of instruments.
Well, quite a few different things. Yeah, I think we really do. Not too many people do a melodic auto harp, and so I always try to include some.
Often done chordal style. Are you going to be playing some guitar, some banjo, and all those things as well?
Mix it all up. Caesar salad.
All right, sounds good. Charlie Groth and friends.
Ready, guys? 1, 2, 3. Can you hear it? My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it looked 90 years on the floor. It was torn by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny's weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born. It was always his treasure and pride, but it stopped short, never to go. Never to go again when the old man goes. Now in watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he had spent as a boy. In childhood and manhood, the clock seemed to know, and it shared all his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with the blue. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Now let's pick. The dead of the night, and alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was preparing its flight, that his hour of departure had come. Yet the clock kept the time with the soft and muffled chime, while we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, last seconds lumbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the Grandfather's Clock. Has it been a long time since you heard that piece? It's kind of funny that the pieces seem to go through cycles. I remember maybe 15, 20 years ago, every festival you went to, all kinds of people were playing Grandfather's Clock. And now we are bringing it back. Actually, I want to do Sugar Babe next. On my right here, Tom Stevens from Austin, Texas. And on my left, Jim Davis, who's not from Austin, Texas. Norm MacDonald, who persists in living on the other coast, so we really can't play together as much as we'd like to. On the percussion, you'll notice that Norm has a great many instruments there. As I understand, they all fell off his bicycle and went rolling down the hill on the way up here. So we'll see if any of them are still in tune. Here's a tune that, you're right. Ready? Don Grooms used to do in a version that he had, and other people have done in a bowlerized version where it's all been about boys and girls together. It's actually a Mance Liskin tune, and it's about a pimp and prostitute, and so, which is a little different than boyfriends and girlfriends. So I decided to get back to the original lyrics of this tune, which is a Texas tune called Sugar Babe. And we're going to try it now. Ready? I'm not hearing the guitar. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Well, sugar babe, what's wrong now? Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You've been turning out now for someone new. Well, sugar babe, all over now. All I want my little sugar to do is make $5 and to give me two. Well, sugar babe, all over. Sugar babe, now I have no doubt you've been lying to me and you're holding out. Sugar babe, all over. Now here's Tom. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Well, sugar babe, it's all over now. I'm going downtown, I'm gonna get me a line. I'll whip that old woman till she changes her mind. Well, sugar babe, all over now. Let me pick one. There you go.
That's an old Texas piece that we like to do. And this next one, I realized I've been playing around here all the weekend. I haven't played nothing at all on the mandolin, so we're going to fix that little matter right now. We played at a place called Skipper's in Tampa. If you ever go there, it's a real fun place to go, fish house, and it's got the Skipper Dome out back where everybody foregathers. And I had about four mandolin tunes, and I couldn't decide which one or two of the four I would do, and ended up, we had two little medleys. We had a folk medley that consisted of Beaumont Rag and Ragtime Annie, which were both Texas tunes. Call that the Texas Duo. And then we had a couple of jazz pieces. And I just remembered that this doesn't have a pickup on it. So we need to get a microphone for the darn thing. Can we do that? I have an old beater that I usually bring, and it has a pickup. And this is a nice 1924 Gibson, and I'd sure hated to drill a hole in this, so I didn't. But I forgot to tell the sound people about all that. There we go. That'll work just fine if it's hot. Boy, is it humid or what? Would you say it's humid? I would certainly say it is humid here. I spent most of my life in New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, places like that where it's... This wouldn't be thought of as real hot, but it's hot enough to suit me. Are we hot now, Sam? Okay, here's our little thing. Where I was going with that was we decided to put all four of the darn things together and have the mandolin quadruplex. So that's what this is all about. And it starts with Beaumont Rag, goes to Ragtime Annie, goes to Marie, an old jazz tune. Then we change keys in the middle of the end of it just for some fun and play Limehouse Blues. So if you're familiar with any of those, you should hear snatches of them here. Here we go. One, two, three. We'll do Kentucky Waltz. How would that be? In G. Here we go. Well, you've heard a good deal of Norman Blake this weekend. You enjoy him?
Yeah!
He did a couple of Carter Family tunes, and I'm going to close with one. Carter Family used to have a radio program that was over XERA, and out of Del Rio, Texas. And their tower was actually in Villa Cuña, Mexico, and so they were exempt from controls in the United States. They had 500,000 watts on the radio station, and it could be heard from Mexico clear up to Nova Scotia. And their theme song on that show was a great tune, and I think I heard Norman do it once this weekend, but maybe you'd like to hear our version of it, too. This is Keep on the Sunny Side. Are we ready? One, two, three. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side. Though we meet with darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Why don't you sing it with me? Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us. And its fury broke today, dashing hopes we had shared so deep. Clouds and storms will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. Sing it with us. Keep on the sunny side. Side of life, it will help us every day, and it will brighten all the way if you keep on the sunny side of life. I'm gonna pick now. With a song of each day, though the moment be cloudy or fair, clouds and storms will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine brightly. Keep on the sunny side. It will help us every day, and it will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Here's how Maybelle used to pick it. She did it with a thumb pick. Let's sing it one last time. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten us away if we'll keep on the sunny side. A little bit of a tag. McDonald, Jim Davis, Tom Stevens, and I'm Charlie Gross. Thank you.